It's Saturday morning and time now for the Coach's Corner on Thunder Country KIIC. The Coach's Corner focuses on the world of sports with special emphasis on local sports with interviews from coaches and players. The Coach's Corner is brought to you each and every Saturday morning from 9 until 10 a.m. live from the lobby of the Community First Credit Union in Albia or wherever our journeys may take us. The Coach's Corner is brought to you by Community First Credit Union and Menards, where you can save big money. And now live, it's the Coach's Corner.
Good Saturday morning to you. High above the Albia Square, via the corner 34 and 5, you're listening to the Community First Credit Union Coach's Corner on this beautiful... Wow, did Mother Nature give us a little reprieve here on this Saturday morning and gives all of us a little bit of time to get out and get those Christmas lights put up. That's right, the calendar's going to turn and we're leaving Thanksgiving right into Christmas, my favorite time of year. Absolutely, this square is going to be beautiful on Friday or Saturday night, 1 week from today, a Victorian stroll, as the merchants will come out and get their windows into those live Victorian stroll Christmas scenes, and you can be here to be a part of that next Saturday night. And lots to talk about in the sports world, and this morning we're going to talk about wrestling, because after the beatdown that was Iowa and Nebraska yesterday, you've got to turn your mind from football to the winter sports. Basketball's in full swing as the boys will get their season started on Tuesday against Knoxville, the return to Knoxville to our conference. And what a great addition. Knoxville, of course, a perennial South Central Conference power, and they're going to be a great addition to our conference. But the boys and girls are going to get their first conference test on Tuesday night, and that broadcast will be on the air right here. But wrestling is in the air tonight. The Iowa-Iowa State rivalry is going to unfold at Carver-Hawkeye Arena on the mat, and the 15,000 people that probably will show up to cheer on the Hawks. And we're going to talk wrestling this morning. We've got Nick Pickrell and Coach Hellman here. We're going to talk about the Blue Demon wrestling team. We're also going to take a look at some of the outstanding stars that made All-State. How about the football players? It is a school first, the number of kids who made first team or second team All-State. Congratulations to Coach Dayton and all the tremendous athletes on their outstanding football season. But this morning we're going to turn to the mats and talk with the coaches here at the corner of 34 and 5 via the square, and we're going to take a quick timeout. Come right back. You're listening to the Coach's Corner.
Jason Summers will return with Coach's Corner after a quick message from our sponsors.
Oh, the sweet sound of free. At Community First Credit Union, you get more than just free checking. More value, more flexibility, and no minimum balance requirements. Go to your local CFirst and let us show you the difference between our free checking and the others. Plus, for a limited time only, when you open a CFirst free checking account, you'll get a free 2-in-1 headphone set and up to $10 cash for your old checks and debit cards. Apply online today at c1stcu.com and make the switch. Rules and regulations apply, federally insured by the NCUA.
The structure of the human body, especially the spine and its relationship to function, can be impacted by the physical nature of accidents, falls, poor posture, and injuries. Chiropractic addresses the relationship of function to a well-adjusted spine. Athletes recognize the value of a well-tuned body in all competitive sports. Dr. Mike Judge of Judge Chiropractic hopes you'll stop in if you need an adjustment to keep you in tip-top shape and wants to wish good luck to all the athletes and coaches of the Albia teams.
Does your car or truck need tires? If so, call Dewey Motor Company at 641-932-5172. Dewey Motor Company sells all major tire brands for your car or truck. Dewey Motor Company, your tire headquarters. 932-5172. 932-5172. Or on the web at deweymotor.com.
Hi, I'm Judy from Total Choice Shipping and Printing. We are busy getting ready for Christmas. I know you are too. But remember to ship your packages early. You can ship with us, FedEx, UPS, and the post office. We can also pack your packages. We are doing great specials on Saturday, November 29th from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. We're giving away tote bags with every purchase, having hourly specials on all of our Christmas items. We'll be also selling the Christmas Market 2014 mugs. We are located at 201 High Avenue East in Oskaloosa. We hope to see you here.
Sheraton Valley Electric Cooperative, First Iowa State Bank, KIIC Radio, and People's State Bank would like to encourage you to rediscover the shops of Victorian Albia this holiday season. By shopping our Albia area stores, you are supporting your neighbors and community. Your dollars spent here help keep our town of Albia thriving and growing. Help support the community that is here for you. Shop local, shop Victorian Albia.
The local merchants in our area hometowns and communities take pride in what they do. They're here for you. Be here for them. Shop and invest locally. It helps the local economy. Build a better future for us all.
Building for the future. All together, side by side. Hometown community spirit. Hometown community pride.
People's State Bank, member FDIC. Hometown community spirit. Hometown community pride.
We're live with the Coach's Corner from Community First Credit Union.
Welcome to the Coach's Corner. A beautiful Saturday morning here. And, like my house, you're probably trying to figure out a way to get all those lights put up. Mother Nature giving us a beautiful day to get the Christmas spirit on, and what a nice transition from the brutal cold and the snow and turned into some beautiful reprieve here on this Saturday morning. Let's heat things up and talk wrestling. Boy, this is a huge day in the world of wrestling, too. The Titans in college wrestling going to go out tonight to Iowa State, and that'll be a lot of fun. But right now we want to focus down to the mats where it's going to be fun this entire winter and into early part of next spring, and that is Albia Wrestling. I got Coach Nick Pickrell and Coach Darren Helm here, and Coach, let's go with you, Coach Hill, real quick, or Helm. I'm sorry, I'm going to get it right. I'm having a tough morning. Let's talk a little bit about this junior high program. Boy, I'll tell you what, the depths of our program, you go to Nick running the Young Bucks, and you at the junior high, and then what they're able to get down to the high school. It's just it's a great relay. I say this in football. What we're trying to accomplish is a great relay where the handoff from one to the other is smooth. And you guys have really got things going to junior high.
Yeah, absolutely. One of the things that I look at is the numbers in all of our programs right now are really fantastic, from the MAC club to the kids that we have wrestling in the Young Bucks program, to the junior high, to the high school. Our numbers are good, and I attribute that to a lot of hard work, and it's taken seven, eight years to get our numbers where we really want them to be. But it's taken a lot of hard work by a lot of people, not just a certain coach or two, but and a lot of buy-in from the parents. And it didn't hurt last year placing third at the state tournament. Those kids, they want to be the next Shadow Leshen, they want to be the next Griffin Osing, they want to be the next Carter Isley. So our numbers are fantastic right now, and the future of Blue Demon Wrestling is going to be pretty good.
Well, it really does start. You got to get the youth program going well, and since Nick's come along with Young Bucks, and you guys doing your own little stuff on the clinics that are all year long. There's not just concentrate during wrestling season. The things that are going on all year long, and you think about some of the people you guys have brought in, some of the speakers that Nick's brought in, some of the guys that these named wrestlers that the kids can look to and say, hey, big time wrestling is right here in Albia.
Absolutely. One of our goals is we want to provide the kids of this community every opportunity to excel at wrestling. And I go back to a few years ago, Coach Wenger and I listened to Dan Gable speak, and one of the things that hit home with us was you need to tap into those resources that you have, and Nick Pickerel and the connections that he has from with the University of Iowa and with you and I, and we're able to tap into that resource that he is and the connections that he has to provide the opportunities for the kids of our community. So that's one of the things that we try to do is always give our kids an opportunity to get on the mat and get better.
Nick, it's been so impressive. One thing that was going on with the sport of wrestling was really starting to take a slide back. It's kind of like football, where you started hearing rumblings that maybe football was going to be replaced with maybe soccer or something else. But the sport itself has really taken a turn. I think a couple of years back when they voted it out of the Olympics. That brought some attention. But really for here in Albia, it started with when you came back to start really helping the program and getting the young kids involved. And now the numbers are coming. But we really struggled for a long time getting the numbers. Where this has been a traditionally rich wrestling program, but the numbers fell off.
Just like Coach said, you know, it's having success, you know, really gets kids, you know, motivated to give it a try. You know, like we're talking numbers this year for the junior high team. We got maybe 10 guys that have never stepped on a mat until this year. And, you know, those guys are winning matches already. So, you know, anytime you can gain a wrestler or two, it's a huge thing. And, you know, with the mat club now, I think we got 30 to 40 kids in there, and that's awesome. And that's not including the 10 to 15 little guys that I got in the Young Bucks this year too. So the numbers are there. The kid, you know, the ability is there. We just got to keep working them, keep them interested in the sport, and, you know, the future's here. Everything's set, the foundation's set for the Albia wrestling program.
Well, I give Coach Winger a lot of credit because, you know, he's a great CEO. He sees the whole picture and does a great job, and he you know, he's such a likable guy and so charismatic and passionate about the sport. You know, he does get guys to buy in and parents to buy in. And I think about that kind of leadership and look at the collective group of all of you who have, you know, you think about the work that's been done not only with the athletes but in terms of the focus on the program. When you got a wrestling facility like we've got, and you've been around, I don't know. Could you find? Is there? There's not many out in the entire state at any class level that you go in some of the college levels, and you won't find a better place to practice.
Absolutely. I mean, the MAC it's got everything you need and then some. I mean, it's state of the art facility, and to have it here in Albia, and you know, just to have access to it is, you know, huge for the program. You know, you can go to, you know, Wisconsin, University of Wisconsin's wrestling room is not as nice as ours. I mean, they have about the same amount of space, but they got pillars in the middle of the room. I mean, stuff like that, you know. So getting that MAC built was, you know, basically the foundation of the program, and now it's just you know, up to us to utilize it and make the best of it. So
wrestling as a whole at every level is starting to take a nice rebound, isn't it?
Yes, and you know, and the thing is, all the coaches are so involved with, you know, every step of it. You know, me and Coach Helm, you know, we're in the doing the MAC, the kids club, the youth club there, you know, then with the Young Bucks, and then, you know, when they get to fifth, sixth grade, you know, sending them to junior high is not something that worries me. You know, there's a lot of programs where, you know, maybe your junior high coach isn't as involved or dedicated to making the kids better, and that isn't the case here in Albia. So, you know, we work out together, we split our groups up. I mean, we're all involved from the start to the beginning, and I think that's what makes it most enjoyable for all of us.
Well, it's not by accident that we're seeing the fruits bear out in February. Coach Helm, I think that one of the things that's real important is you got that continuity. You got kids out, but they're also hearing the same language. And, you know, it's like in the football program, we really try to get the kids to hear the same things they're going to hear all the way through. And so that handoff is a true handoff. It's the same baton that's being passed around. And having all the guys, you know, all of you work with the varsity, with the varsity. It's not just, okay, you got the youth here and then junior high, as Nick said. You know, you guys are all speaking the same language. They're getting taught the same type of things. And I think that really makes the transition from one level to the next really smooth.
Oh, absolutely. You know, I look at practice this year, and with Coach Winger being out of the mix a little bit here at the beginning of the season, Coach Pickerel and I kind of put our heads together, and we actually put in place a plan that we had always talked about before of basically integrating our junior high and high school completely. You know, if you walked into the MAC right now, you wouldn't know who our junior high or high school kids are if you didn't know who they were by faces, because we've got kids broken down by ability level. We've got kids broken down by size. You know, we've got four high school guys that are 220 and above, and I've got a couple junior high kids that fit into that boat, and you know, we're teaching them the same techniques, and the carryover is just tremendous so far. We speak the same language. We're teaching the same technique. You know, there's a few variances here and there based on, you know, each coach's individual background. But for the most part, you're going to get the same basic skill, technique, work from MAC club all the way up through high school. So that that carryover, I think, is going to be tremendous. It's helping us now, but it's going to help us for the years to come.
We're talking with Coach Pickerell and Coach Helm here on this Coach's Corner. We're going to take a quick timeout. We're going to come back, and we're going to talk about this year's varsity wrestling team and talk about the guys as we get ready for the opening of the wrestling season when we come back to the Coach's Corner, brought to you by Community First Credit Union. Don't go anywhere.
We'll be right back with the Coach's Corner. Keep your dial at 96.7 FM.
You're invited to celebrate Mark and Joyce's 42nd anniversary at Oskaloosa True Value this Friday and Saturday, 8 to 5. Refreshments served, plus take 25% off every regular priced item in the store up to $100. True Value, Oskaloosa, Friday and Saturday.
If you need a little extra cash during this busy time of year, stop by Community First Credit Union for a holiday loan as low as 8.40% APR. Whether it's for traveling, gift giving, bills, or just a little extra spending money, we have a loan for all of your holiday needs. Applying is easy. Visit your local branch or apply online today, putting the community first at Community First Credit Union. APR is annual percentage rate. Terms and qualifications apply. Limited time offer. Federally insured by the NCUA.
No one likes to think about death, let alone plan for it. But making this important decision today allows time for consideration of all details with a clear mind, free from the stresses and confusion immediately following death. Pre-funding a funeral is a thoughtful and loving act to remove the financial burdens from loved ones under difficult circumstances, and it ensures that your wishes will be carried out. It may seem intimidating to begin planning your own funeral. However, the staff at Tharp Funeral Home would be happy to meet with you under no obligation. Contact Tharp Funeral Home in Albia at 932-3129.
Hi, this is Jason Summers with Summers Insurance in Albia and our new location in Sheraton on West Court across from Hy-Vee. At Summers Insurance, let our experienced staff of qualified agents help you sort through the confusion of insurance and get the coverage you need. At Summers Insurance, we have a large selection of companies to choose from so we can shop and you can save. At Summers Insurance, give us a call today, toll-free, 800-932-7163. Summers Insurance, we shop, you save.
The structure of the human body, especially the spine and its relationship to function, can be impacted by the physical nature of accidents, falls, poor posture, and injuries. Chiropractic addresses the relationship of function to a well-adjusted spine. Athletes recognize the value of a well-tuned body in all competitive sports. Dr. Mike Judge of Judge Chiropractic hopes you'll stop in if you need an adjustment to keep you in tip-top shape and wants to wish good luck to all the athletes and coaches of the Albia teams.
Nothing says I love you better on Christmas Day than a gift from Gardner Collier Jewelry. We have a dazzling display of diamond wedding sets and anniversary bands, now 20% off. Or choose from our selection of diamond rings, earrings, and pendants with 25% savings. When gift giving this Christmas, give a gift from Gardner Collier Jewelry, where the largest selection of fine jewelry is now on sale. Choose Gardner Collier Jewelry, Quincy Place Mall, Ottumwa, and Penn Central Mall, Oskaloosa.
We're live with the Coach's Corner from Community First Credit Union.
Welcome back, everyone. This is Coach's Corner. We're talking Albia Wrestling. Coach Helm, Pickerell up here in the studio, high above the Albia Square on this beautiful Saturday morning here. And as we turn the page from November to December. Coach Helm, the junior high off to a great start. Great numbers for you. We talked about that earlier, but within those numbers, not just numbers of bodies, but you've got some really good wrestlers coming your way. Some new guys to wrestling, but man, the potential and the talent that's lying in that junior high program that's going to move its way up. Some really outstanding athletes.
Absolutely. Our numbers right now are the most I've ever had in 13 years of being here in Albia, so the numbers wise were good, and we've got some quality kids. We've got a great mix of kids of all sizes. You know, sometimes you get a lot of kids, but they all weigh about the same. Our kids are spread out pretty well. We've got a potential 6-pounder to a potential heavyweight, and our numbers, I couldn't ask for anything more.
ability wise. We've got brand new wrestlers. We've got, you know, we've got kids that have been wrestling forever, and it's just a really, really nice mix of kids. They're a fantastic group of kids to work with right now. I couldn't ask for anything more as a coach.
Got your first meeting, and pretty darn good turnout for you guys.
Yeah, it's been a long time since we've had a meet like that. I'd say we'd have to date back to the last year's senior group when they were in junior high. You know, it was a fantastic atmosphere. Our meet was at Fairfield, which is in a really small gym. They packed two mats in there, and it's really loud, and we won 24 out of 28 matches. And, you know, the four matches that we lost, you know, of course the kids feel bad, but, you know, the whole crowd was cheering against us, and you know, that tells me that we're doing something right when nobody in that gym, even, you know, teams that they're the fans that don't even have a kid wrestling on the mat at that time, when they're cheering when we lose, that tells me that you know, this group is showing some people what we've got, and I couldn't ask for anything more.
Well, it moves to the question now that kind of flows right into the question I have for you, Nick, is that, you know, you move to this varsity, to the varsity level, and you say the success that we've had, and you come off a year where you finished third at state, you have the number of guys that we've had participating, guys wrestling on Saturday night, and this program now goes from a program that's trying to chase people down to the program where everybody's got their target right on you. And, I mean, that's, as Coach Helm said, that's what you want, but that does put a little bit different pressure on the program, and also to stay consistent with that, where you know you've had success. Now, how do you keep that and continue to move forward? Because now everybody wants their best, and when they think that they have a chance against you, and everybody does, because that's how they're going to get their mark. It changes the way that maybe that pressure on those young minds of young athletes.
Yeah, I know. As a coach and as an athlete, you know, that's what I want. You know, I want everybody, their goal to beat us, you know, and that gets me excited. You know, I can't wait for our first duel, our home duel, the 11th. You know, Sheraton's coming to town, and I mean, that's going to be a battle. They're going to want to beat us, and that's great. We're going to want to beat them, and, you know, and that's exciting. You know, as an athlete, you got to, that's what you dream of. You know, you dream of everybody against you. I'll never forget 2 years ago with sectionals here in Albia. I mean, it was six teams versus one, and, you know, we came out on top, and it was one of the funnest moments I had coaching, you know, with everybody cheering against you, and that's what you want, you know, and when all the other schools are cheering against you, you know, that brings your crowd takes your back even more, so, and we have a great crowd, you know, they're energetic, they're knowledgeable about the sport, and, you know, that's the biggest thing. You get your crowd behind you, it doesn't matter, you know, who's cheering against you, as long as you have your crowd, and, you know, our crowd, just like in every sport, you know, if you're being successful, they show up and flock. So I'm excited. The kids should be excited. You know, that's something Albia Wrestling hasn't had in a while. You know, we're the team to beat, you know, on paper now. And, you know, we've had some good success, and we just got to keep working and keep building it.
Well, you think about this conference too, you know, boy, it has been lights out tough. You have Eddieville, Blakesburg, Fremont, and they're state champions, and you look at the wrestlers that Sheraton and Centerville have sent over the years, and they're always traditionally rich. So this has been, and it's been so much fun going to Wells Fargo Arena and seeing the guys from Southern Iowa. We do a habit of cheering against each other during the year, or at least cheering for our guys. But when we get up there, we really support each other, you know?
Yeah, like I said, Eddieville, you know, winning a state title last year was huge for the area. You know, they showed up, and they had a heck of a state tournament. They put everything together at the right time, so props to them. You know, but we're trying to beat those guys. You know, that's our goal. You know, we want to win our own title. So, like you said, and then with Knoxville joining the conference, we talked about that earlier. Knoxville's always going to have a full lineup for the most part, and they're going to have tough kids that like to fight and battle. And, you know, those are the matches that we want. You know, and we're making a lot of changes in our program too, as far as our schedule. We're going to the Iowa City West duels, which is going to be
wow,
a barn burner for us. Be a little different experience from the past, some of the tournaments that we went to in the past, and we're also
you don't just get into those tournaments though. You know those tournaments. The only way that you get in is they want the best.
Yeah, I mean, it's last year set up a lot of opportunities that us as a coaching staff felt like we had no other option but to take advantage of it. You know, we're going up there. We're going to send a few of our guys up to Bettendorf for a two-day tournament up there that will – this is the first year for it, but in the next couple years it'll turn into one of the biggest national tournaments in the Midwest. So, you know, being able to get in those tournaments is something we've never dreamed about in Albia, you know, and until this last couple years, and, you know, providing the kids with the opportunity to go wrestle some of the best high school programs in the nation is huge. You know, it's a challenge, but – it's got to be a fun challenge, and we got to take advantage of it.
Full rosters. I think Nick mentioned that, Coach Helm, a little bit about full rosters, and Knoxville being one of those teams that put together a full roster. And I go back to, you know, Coach Winger, and you guys were in your first years, you know, hardly could get six guys to round it up to put on the mat. And now you really have a nice lineup from the bottom to the top of the weight classes and depth to those weights.
We do. It seems like ancient history going back to Coach Winger's, you know, year one, strolling in there with eight guys and you know, knowing that there was literally very, very little chance that you could win a duel, and to know that when we walk in, other teams are feeling that way, not maybe by their numbers, but knowing that they're going to get the fight of their life when it comes to Albia showing up in the gym. So that, you know, that things have come full circle, and you know, our goal is for our program to never get back to that point, you know, where we can only get eight kids out. And so that's why, you know, we provide our kids with every opportunity, no matter, you know, your experience level. We want to get them an opportunity to be successful, you know, so we want them to keep coming back year after year.
Well, guys, let's look at this lineup real quick. You know, Coach Winger and I walked through the weight classes, you know, I think up to 152 pounds, and you get into murderer's row. We've had that for a while where, you know, we've got some real depth, guys you can bounce around and move around, but you got to start to think about these upper weight classes. You know, who are those guys that are going to fill those weights? And everybody knows about Carter Isley, and there's plenty of superlatives to go around to try to describe him, but how are you guys looking to fill those mid to upper weight classes?
Well, starting at 52, starting at 152, we're gonna have some changes. We got some guys that grown a lot over the years. You know, Bryce Lushen's, he's looking at 152 right now. He's certified down at 45, but we're gonna start the year at 52 and see how things are going. You know, he's packed on some pounds this summer.
Is it, you know, as a wrestler, is it easier to you know, you see guys trying to cut weight to get down, but as a wrestler, is that more of a physical tool than just to wrestle the weight maybe that you're at?
I would say the biggest thing about moving up like that is, you know, the physicalness of the kid. As I think we all in here know, I think Bryce Lushen will be fine when it comes to the physicalness. I think he's going to be out there and he's going to battle. I think everybody knows what they're going to get out of him every match. Blake Lawless is another one that's, you know, gotten really big over the past 8 months. I think he'll be better off than cutting weight. Last couple of years, you know, he's really had to suck down and, you know, just to find a spot in the lineup, you know, with the guys that we've had the last couple of years. So keeping him up at, you know, 160 and big and strong and healthy, I think it's going to do a good thing for him. Christian Palace will be our 170-pounder. You know, that kid, he's toughening it up. He's putting in some work right now. 82, we got a couple guys that are going back and forth, Ben Mason and Brian Raske, and those guys are coming along nicely. I mean, they're
young guys,
they're
too.
They're young, yeah. And they're battling, and, you know, that's those guys will both see a good amount of varsity time, you know, and then either one of those will make the commitment and make the move, or, you know, it's going to have to come down to a couple wrestle-offs and, you know, what us as a coaching staff feel gives us the best opportunity to win. 195, Jacob West, who I think by far is the most improved wrestler in the wrestling room. Kid put in a great summer. He's off to a great start. He's really come together nicely. I think he's going to surprise a lot of guys. 220, you know, you got Carter. Obviously, he's going to be leading the charge for us, him and Bryce. I mean, I think last year as sophomores, they beat the school record with 39 pins or something like that, which is crazy. You know, getting that many bonus points as sophomores is, you know, something they should be proud of. So we look for a lot out of him, obviously. Got one goal in mind for Carter Isley. I mean, we're working for a state title, and that's about it, you know. And And I feel confident saying that because I think if he was sitting right here, that would be the only thing he'd be talking about as well. Heavyweight, Trevor Blackford, another kid that's committed to the sport. Put in a pretty solid summer. He's working hard right now. He kind of knows that that's his spot, and we're going to rely on him a lot to pull out some big wins for us this year.
I think of Jacob West. I think about, you know, some guys that really made some big moments for you that maybe weren't the stars, but you go back to last year, Coach Helm, and him holding off a pin. You know, he was outmatched, but he held on and fought off, did not give up those bonus points, and those were huge points in us advancing.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you look at that match, and you look at Dylan Perkins, yep. Our heavyweight. You know, those two guys not giving up pins. It was one of the main reasons why we were at state duels. Yep. You know, that's what we preach to our kids all the time. You know, you're not going to win every match, but, you know, let's keep it close if you can. Let's stay off of our back. Let's not get pinned. You know, I remember when Grinnell made the move to bump their yep. their two guys up, and it wasn't a scenario that we had really talked about much, and I was really concerned because, you know, their 95-pounder is a pretty tough kid, and Jacob absolutely battled and clawed and scratched, and he did everything he could.
And he had some moments where I thought, my goodness, if he would have just finished, and you could see if he just had that little more maturity level, he took a really good wrestler and had him in places where he'd been able to finish those places. Boy, we would have been talking about upsets, but maybe the upset is the way that Jacob really wrestled to keep those bonus points from coming.
He did. That was his state title match last yep. year. You know, he hasn't been able to get himself, you know, to the state tournament, but that was his state tournament match in terms of, you know, the how important it was. And, you know, when you look at Jacob West's career, you know, he came out as an eighth grader, you know, didn't have the success that he wanted to on the basketball court, so we were able to snatch him up, and, you know, he has continued to work, and, you know, he's the kid that, as a junior high coach, that I talk about. You know, in eighth grade, Jacob was a 500 wrestler. He struggled. You know, he's transformed his body. He's seen the weight room. I mean, you can see that over the years that he has absolutely transformed his body. You know, and you know, he's the kid that you talk about as a coach of you know, not always being the best, but continuing to work and do everything he can, you know, to be the best wrestler that he can. And like Coach Pickerel said, he's going to turn the corner this year. I think he is going to surprise some people, you know, and he's going to do a lot of good things for us.
Coach Pickerel, I think about Bryce and Blake. Bryce, obviously, and Carter, they're two guys I think that can legitimately put themselves on the Saturday night mat. And but I think like Blake Lawless and Kyle Sennett, there's a couple of guys that, you know, had just – because of where they've been wrestling, you know, they're tough enough. They've got the athleticism. They've got the technique. But maybe this year, their year to break out and get their ticket to Wells Fargo Arena.
Yeah, I mean, you know, last year, those guys, I don't know if they kind of took a back seat, you know, with all the kind of the stars, I guess is what you call the seniors that we all lost. But, you know, this is their year to step up. I mean, you know, I talk to the kids all the time about, it's not about your age, you know. It's not about, oh, I'm a freshman or I'm a sophomore, you know. It's your chances. You get right. four chances to make it to the state tournament or to place or to win a state title. You know, it's not – you don't have to wait to win. You know, why wait?
Yeah.
You know, go win right now. And hopefully we can get, you know, we got Kyle, like you said, Kyle Sennett, Bryce McKim, you know, all those guys right there. Blake Lawless, like I talked about earlier, him moving up and – being able to wrestle at a weight that he's more comfortable at is going to be huge for him. Kyle Sennett, he's looking at 132, 138 right now, coming from 106 last year, so that's going to be a huge jump for him. Bryce McKim, getting him back on the mat is a huge addition. You know, we had him at the beginning of the year, then, you know, some things took place where we didn't have him at the end, and that hurt us as a team last year. Getting him back in the room is a huge thing for our program. You know, we got Zach Oldham. He'll be up 120, 126 this year as a freshman. You know, we're going to rely on those guys. You know, we don't have one senior on the team right now. So somebody's going to have to step up. You know, why can't it be you? So
it's going to be a lot of fun, guys. I appreciate you coming by. We're going to get you guys back in here and keep talking wrestling. You know, all eyes went from the football field yesterday and the Cyclones play today, but it's going to be the mats are going to get the attention. Hawks, Cyclones, from Carver Hawkeye Arena. I don't know about you, but I'm pretty darn excited.
Yeah, I suppose. Go Panthers.
And the Panthers are getting there. Coach, one thing that you can get from Iowa wrestling is that the brand that is the brands, they are the great ambassadors of the sport, and University of Iowa has been really kind to us. You know, the visibility we got some of their athletes and the former coaches. And also you look at Iowa wrestling and you look at 149. There's three guys. Now, you look in your program, you got guys in depth. You could easily point to those to the program and say, hey, there's three guys at 149 for University of Iowa. All could be top wrestlers anywhere and any other, but they're battling out, and two guys aren't going to wrestle tonight.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I the Iowa mantra is iron sharpens iron. You know, yep. You've got guys that continue to battle, you know, and they're not going to take a back seat to either one of them. You know, and that's one of the things that we try to teach our kids is you know, iron sharpens iron, and you know, the more you bleed in the wrestling room, you know, the better you're going to be when it comes to those meets. So, you know, we try to mirror what you know, a lot of the top programs are doing, but especially, you know, having Iowa, and you and I are in our own backyard. You know, Iowa is what Iowa is, and they're, you know, one of the top programs in the country. But UNI is coming on.
I think they have one of the top three recruiting classes in the entire country coming in next year. And Nick, you were part of UNI program. I love the coaching staff up there, buddy, and that's an Iowa coaching staff. But that's a program that is on the rise, and now they're going to have some real depth coming with these young guys coming in this recruiting class.
Yeah, what Coach Schwab, you know, both Schwabs are doing, and Coach Pugh and Tolly Thompson, I mean, on paper they have, you know, one of the best coaching staffs that you're going to find. I mean, they really changed in the last, you know, my senior year. I was fortunate enough to be a part of, you know, the transition, bringing the Schwab brothers in and getting Tolly back in the room and stuff like that. And where they've came over the last 3 years is unbelievable to see how fast it's transitioned into one of the, you know, up and coming programs, you know, and he's still, you know, this is probably the first year that Schwab's starting to get his guys in the lineup, you know, and the guys that are coming in and the guys that are redshirting this year, there's some remarkable things coming in the future for the UNI wrestling program.
And that's all good for the sport of wrestling and good for the state of Iowa. And one last question, guys, how's Coach Winger doing? Besides,
I think he's going crazy. Think he's supposed to be in the room on Monday. I know he stopped in on Body Fat. Was his first big day back, and he was pretty excited. And the kids are excited to have him back, as well as the coaches, you know. And what, you know, he's our leader. Whether people like to think that or not, you know, he's the guy that drives the ship. So, you know, I can't wait to have him back in the room. And then things get back to normal, because, you know, him and Schofield having their little feuds every day.
That's got to be so much fun.
It's been kind of boring in the wrestling room the first week and a half without that going on, but we got a little glimpse of it when he stopped in for Body Fat. They picked up right where they left off, so that keeps everybody in good mood.
I fully expect him to be there Monday. For one thing, he's going to have to come in and rub in the fact that his Nebraska Cornhuskers beat our Hawks, Coach Homme. You know that he's going to be there to gloat on that one.
You know, it's funny you say that. He's a lot like me. He doesn't like people talking trash to him, so he's pretty good about keeping quiet. But, you know, I'm sure on the inside,
he's
smiling on the inside. There's lots of things he'd like to say to us Hawk fans, but he's a pretty humble guy. You know that.
Yeah, absolutely. So he's the best.
Yep, he keeps those kind of things on the inside, because he knows what goes around comes around. So
yeah, that's why I'm being quiet today. Well, hey, I appreciate you guys stepping by. It's going to be a great season. Looking forward to it, and let's go out and get this thing going. Everybody's been anticipating the opening of wrestling season after leaving Wells Fargo last year, and the expectations for this year are equally high, and we're going to be there to bring you the wrestling coverage throughout this winter sports season. And don't forget Tuesday night, Albion Knoxville in the boy-girl doubleheader, and we're going to leave you right here as we move on. The Coach's Corner, brought to you by Community First Credit Union. I want to send a special thoughts and prayers out to the family of Jack Pope. Jack passed away over the weekend, and our thoughts are with his family. Jack truly was one of the community icons. What he did with the Little League program, what he did for the young men. He had this Marine sergeant attitude, and for some they find that a little bit put offish until they got to know him and know how much he cared about the kids and his discipline into the program has given Albia some really good baseball and the kids discipline in their lives, and I was one of those players that was fortunate enough to call him coach and loved him very much, and I'm forever grateful for the things he's done for us and our community, and our thoughts and prayers go out to his family. Have a great Saturday. Enjoy this beautiful weather and another edition of the Coach's Corner in the books. We'll see you on Tuesday night. Albia, Knoxville, and the boy-girl doubleheader. You've been listening to the Coach's Corner brought to you by Community First Credit Union.